Speaking of Australian success stories, I was spoken to Jason Belmonte before. He's this freakish 10-pin boulder from Orange originally. He's just won the prestigious USBC Masters title for the third consecutive time. It's never been done before in the 64-year history of the tournament. He's on the line right now, I think, from Wisconsin. G'day, Jason.
G'day, Mr. Hadley. How are you?
Not bad. They tell me you were stuck for words after this achievement.
It's a very rare occasion for me to not have words come out of my mouth, but this time, nothing could come out. I was absolutely speechless.
Well, you recently, of course, were named the PBA Player of the Year, and now you've done this that no one else has done before. Who did you meet in the final?
I met a young fella called AJ Johnson. He's a collegiate player, absolute superstar of the future. And I met him in the final match, and then a Hall of Famer, Pete Webber, in the semi-final match. So it was pretty much the complete opposite sides of the spectrum, the new and the Hall of Famer.
How much jumped in for the victory?
What was the question, sorry?
Well, how much jumped in? What did you win?
Oh, sorry, $50,000. So I think that's a little over 60K Oz.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Jason, it's very, very good. It's a bad line for Wisconsin, but we're very proud of you. Congratulations, creating history yet again on the toughest 10-pin bowling tournament in the world, which, of course, is in the USA, and you've again covered yourself in glory.
Thank you very much, Ray. I appreciate the call, and thanks to all the Aussies out there that got up early and watched this morning. I very much appreciate it.
Well done, mate. And Orange is very proud of you as well. That's Jason Belmonte, a professional 10-pin bowler in Wisconsin. He's won his third consecutive USBC Masters title, having been named the PBA Player of the Year a little earlier.